I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Oh.
Oh.
Dang it, dude. Did you know how I feel? I always come in hotter when I'm off. I've been off for the week.
True.
I was not doing stand-up.
Pent-up energy.
Oh, yeah. Coming in hot. This week's episode brought to you by me.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I'm on the road.
Yep.
November. This weekend, Columbus, Ohio, Joliet, Rockford, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All those shows are stacked. Mm. Back to Canada. Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, then Reading and York, Pennsylvania, Norfolk, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and Abilene. Diciembre, that's Spanish for December. We're doing a whole weekend in Phoenix, Arizona, 4.5 shows, I believe now, maybe 5. December 1, 2, and 3. And then we're going to San Antonio, Austin, Beaumont, and Baton Rouge.
Yup.
Operator, won't you send me on through? And then I just released, when's this coming out? Tomorrow?
Yep.
10 a.m. When does the pod release?
Tomorrow, probably like 6 a.m.
All right. So you're going to get on. You're going to get in the presale.
Yeah.
10 a.m. We released 30 tour days. Let me read some of these. Well, I mean, we're starting in January. North Charleston, Columbia, Wilmington, Nashville, Greenville, Knoxville, Huntsville, Amarillo, Wichita, Lubbock, Munn Hall, Pennsylvania, Zanesville, Ohio, Cleveland, Mobile, New Orleans, Houston, Detroit, Fort Wayne, Peoria, Buffalo, Toronto, Erie, Durham, Macon, Chattanooga, Rochester, St. Paul, Duluth, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Reading, Dayton, and Lexington, Kentucky.
Dude, you are slinging dates.
Slinging dates. Well, here's the thing. People don't understand that that's 33 working days in 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, dude, you must be exhausted. I go, all right, I come home on Monday and I don't have outside of this pod until Thursday. You're like, I don't know. You want to go sit in the sauna?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Nah, sit in the sauna at the Soho.
Sauna all the time.
I don't know. You want to go? No, we make videos, but it's not. Yeah. It's a lot of chilling. And also, to be fair, the road is also a lot of chilling.
Yeah.
A lot of sitting in the bus.
Hey, you don't drive your own bus?
I don't drive bus. That's crazy. No, somebody else drives the bus.
Dang, man, you changed.
Yeah, so I'm in the back. Yeah. I appreciate everybody looking out for me. That it's very kind of them. Yeah. This week's episode brought to you by Henson Shaving.
Speaking of looking out for you.
Ooh. I just put a new razor on mine.
Nice.
I put a new.
How great is that?
Oh, yeah. It's nice. You don't even. I mean, my hair is kind of thin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really need that much shaving cream. Someone needs a ton. I don't just. I can get out of the shower and do it.
Yeah. With how quality this shave is.
Yeah,
and like this isn't even like this is an ad copy. This is real.
Yeah,
it just really is that good. You could almost shave dry.
Yeah, you could. No, you can get this thing out on your countertop, baby. Henson Shaving, family owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS and Mars rover. Now bringing the precision engineering to your counter.
Mm.
I got that in my shaving experience, baby. This is the interesting part about this. The razor blades are like diving boards. That's the equivalent they make. The longer the board, the more the wobble.
Mm.
Great song, by the way. Mm-hmm. Great wedding song. Mm-hmm. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby. Yeah, Lydia hates that song.
I leave the floor when that one comes
you
on.
You do?
That's not for me.
The wobble?
I don't got much to wobble.
Dude, that's a great song.
It is. And but for me, it's a spectator sport.
And you come back, what, to Cupid Shuffle?
Yes.
You don't?
No.
You come back.
Honestly, I'm not like that type of dance guy.
I love the group dances. Mm. No, because the Copperhead Road and all those, you don't have to be like.
What's Copperhead Road?
Stop, dude. You don't know what Copperhead Road is? Oh, it's unbelievable. We got to go down to.
You got to take me honky
tonk. The Palace or something like that. Okay. Where they did the group dances.
Yeah.
You're not going to find these at Jason Aldean's.
No.
I feel like we mention him every week.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he should start cutting checks.
Jason Aldean counter. Henson Shaving. The best razor. Not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence. They got it. Give you a nice, clean, slick, silver steel razor.
They're focused on your face.
Bunch of what's it called? Blades. You ready to go? Say no to subscriptions and yes to razor that'll last you a lifetime. You know, in Portland, You can't even get to the. You got to go ask the guy.
Oh, to unlock them?
Yeah. Not just Portland. I don't know why they were taking shots. They're listening for Portland. Like, why us?
Yeah, dude? They're like, you guys have them locked up too.
Yeah. Does everybody?
I think so.
Razor Blades?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Somebody fact check us on that.
We but also in Portland ourselves. Too, though. You're right. So
visit hensonshaving.com/netpositive to pick a razor for you and use the code netpositive. 2 years worth of free blades with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you visit Henson Shaving. hensonshaving.com/netpositive. Use the code netpositive or hit the link in the episode description.
I saw some people asking for description merch.
Really?
Yeah, which try to say that 5 times fast.
Description
merch.
That's a piece of merch that you walk around and somebody goes, what is that? Because you got to explain it because nobody, that's not a thing you should wear on your shirt.
Just description across your chest.
What does that mean? No, yeah. We need description merch. One person buys it. Shout out to the country of the week. You ready?
Where we at?
So we are charting in. Okay, hold on. There's a couple here that I want to get. Make sure I get a good one.
Okay.
I'm not going to use that one. We are charting in. That one's too nice. Up 3 spots. It's 229th podcast in Tanzania.
Have we done Tanzania?
No, it's in Africa, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why do I feel like we've done that one?
Because I've been there.
Ah.
Yeah, I talk about it all the time. I've been to the Ngorongoro
crater.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, safari.
Yeah.
Safari, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's right.
I talk about safari all the time.
So do you think they're playing the podcast in safari jeeps?
They're on a safari jeeps. They're listening?
Yeah, you think so?
Well, I think the key to safari guiding is listening.
Right.
I think that's one of the major things. Yeah. Maybe at night in the bunks. Because I would listen to music to go to sleep because there's a lot of animals outside and we're in a tent. I'm like, do these things come in here? They're like, no, no, no.
That's terrifying.
Yeah,
they just know to stay outside the tents.
Yeah, they're just like, nah, they don't mess with y'all.
Yeah,
I go,
sure.
There's hyenas all out here and they can smell us. Yep. The human, they're like, nah, they don't.
Really?
Yeah, dude, you're in a Jeep, an open air Jeep.
No.
With no gun, no machete, no nothing.
Pass.
Yeah.
And they were like, I go, do we have any like weapons? Or they go, no. And they've never, a lion would never, like a Jeep. Now he's like, if you get out of the Jeep, it's over for you. But they view this as one big.
Oh, they see it like an elephant. Like it's a big animal.
And then a lion would never, but they've been out there forever. You know how like it's same on the, when you're on a flight and there's like turbulence and you look at the flight attendant and she's chill.
Yeah.
You're like, oh. So I guess we're not going to die.
You're just checking the guys the whole time to see if they're worried.
But you have you ever seen a flight attendant be like worried?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, it's scary.
I don't think. Then you're like, oh, like you look to the people that have been there before. And if they're scared, you're like, oh, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Like you look at a paramedic shows up to something and they're like, okay. And you're like, oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it is bad.
Okay. Oh, it's bad. Okay. No, go. Yeah. I don't know. Tanzania. Yeah. Probably the, I would imagine it's, we're big in Africa.
We are.
Yeah, we're big in Africa.
We're pretty big.
Yeah. We're big in Africa. I wonder what's going on over there. Shout out. They were listening to a lot of pods.
What was
there.
The nice one that you couldn't say?
Where?
The one that you scrolled past and said.
Oh, save it for next week.
Okay.
Yeah. The Ngorongoro crater is literally like a 10 mile. It's a crater. Mm-hmm. I don't know what from evolution or whatever, how it got there, but all the animals, it's like very fertile down there. They're all in there and you drive, you sleep out on the rim, you drive in there and everybody's just in there eating each other and feeding.
That's sick.
And it's
John's
like,
so excited about the Ngorongoro crater that he forgets that he's told us that story. Probably
I will tell it
times.
Again. Gosh, dude, I love it. Everybody
I'll
should
continue
go.
To gas you up every time. Dude, you tell, wow, that's sick, dude.
I mean,
whoa,
it does sound pretty cool.
I was talking to my cousin who I went on it with this week.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about it again. Gosh, it was unbelievable.
Just lives in your head rent-free.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Yeah. Rent-free. And we were during COVID, so there was no, it was
oh,
just us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Did Africa do COVID?
The animals weren't wearing
No,
masks.
They did it more than we did.
Were really? The animals were like, social wait. Distancing?
No, the animals didn't, but the people did.
Okay.
They're like tribes people. They're like, we need it. The vaccine, we need it. Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, they were like, why? Wait, so you have it and some people don't get it? I was like,
so you could get the vaccine, but you don't get the vaccine?
So they were like, there's a deadly like illness and virus going around everywhere that's killing people. And they were like, here's
the medicine.
Something that we'll want. And they were, you couldn't explain it.
They were like, yeah, so like the people who make the medicine, we don't really trust them.
They were like,
you
so
know, never mind. Forget
they were
it,
like,
forget.
Some of like, they haven't gotten, like the vaccine hasn't gotten here. Mm-hmm. They're like, it hasn't, but as soon as it gets here, we'll all immediately take it.
That is crazy to think about. That we're just so.
And like, I just got it. I was like, all right, listen, the Democrats, yeah, they're like, what?
Donald Trump said.
The mark of the beast.
He's
is
like, what? All right, if you get it, listen, I was listening to Rogan. You're like, okay, what? If he said it in the most clearest terms.
Yeah.
This is killing a lot of people. This will help you not
get killed.
Do you want to do your Ozempic thoughts first, or are you okay too? So I feel like.
Dang it, dude.
All right. I put it out on Instagram this week. I go, why is everyone skinny? Everyone is skinny. like from 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
Yeah. Something happened.
Like a month ago.
Yeah.
Everyone is now. I'm talking about, and I don't want to say struggle with their weight, because I don't look at it as a struggle. So mm-hmm. everybody's just built differently. Some people that I know that have been heavy their whole lives,
yeah,
are now 130 pounds. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, their figure looks different.
Right.
Like, anatomically, I don't know. It's just like, I've never seen her or him look like that.
It's like, you feel like they like got some sort of, they went in and cashed in for a new body, just completely different look.
And you don't like, and there's not, okay. Two things. One, I was talking to my brother-in-law who does all the research on everything. He's like a statistical, he loves getting into that kind of stuff. And he's like, there's could be negative health effects with Ozempic. Mm-hmm. But there's also negative long-term health consequences for being 300 pounds.
Absolutely.
So if you look at it like that, you're like, I don't know.
Right.
Okay. That being said, I feel like Ozempic now is like when you could purchase the Instagram blue check mark.
Nice, dude.
Good.
Very
one.
Nice.
Right?
Yes.
Because now everyone has them and you're like, wait, how did you get yours?
Right.
Because now everyone, I thought it was... You had to get a platform, do some work, get verified, call in, and now you can just pay $20 a month and you have one.
Yeah.
It's similar to that.
Yeah.
So you go, they're skinny, but pre-summer 2023, they weren't. So is this, how did you get skinny?
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm judging. I think everybody can make that the choice for themselves in their own body.
For sure.
I don't think I've said anything up, but it's like steroids. In the early 2000s in baseball.
Nice.
Similar thing. We're like, all right, now these guys are just jacking home runs, like 90 home runs a year. And you're like, how did they get before it was like, I got to work, I got to train, I got to work out, I got to lift. And now everybody's pounding home runs.
Yeah.
And then we started to doubt. But if you got, you can't get skinny in a week.
You're saying we need to start drug testing these celebs.
But I asked Lydia, she said it was like $1,000 a shot of it. And you have to get like one a week for like a month. Mm-hmm. So it's $4,000. So the barrier to entry into that is a lot.
Will insurance cover any of that?
I don't think so.
Because do you know what Ozempic is actually for?
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
my only thing, my qualm or gripe about
listen
Ozempic,
to this three guys talk
yeah,
about Ozempic.
Yeah, yeah,
we,
yeah, yeah.
We yeah. Which is simple. I have to check ourselves because we did that last week with Savannah. They were like giving marriage advice. I was like, I go, I'm not married. You are dating a guy that is in the media for. I don't. It's so good. I was like, had a moment of like realization. I go, okay, anyone married is like, this is insane.
Yeah.
But that being said.
Well, we both are. And we were both sitting here just listening like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all didn't say anything.
No, we were just like, okay, got it. Yeah.
You're like, hey, Andrew, flip to me.
Nah, yeah, yeah. Let's just me and Andrew in the back going like this.
let's leave that alone. All right, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I was just, my gripe is that if there's people that could actually benefit from Ozempic that can't get it anymore, because
I didn't think about
Tiffany
that.
Wants to lose
not
50
Tiffany,
pounds.
Dude.
It's a, that's like unfair.
Andrew, dude.
Sorry,
I
Tiffany,
agree.
Whoever Tiffany
is. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We should make sure that the people who need it to survive are able to access it at an affordable rate
I
before
agree. That's a good take.
We worry about aesthetic
I don't know. Dude, I mean, aesthetic's really important.
Aesthetic is pretty important.
I, you know, pretty important. I could aesthetic argue for aesthetic.
Pretty important. I mean, but just some of these people, they go, oh, if you worked out, right? If you worked out and got to this weight, your body would look different than Ozempic.
No question.
Is that fair to say?
No question.
I've seen people on the internet and I go, but I think you have to take it forever, do you?
Well, not forever. And you're specifically not supposed to take it forever.
Yeah.
Over time, it actually decreases muscle mass and it ends up being kind of like point of diminishing returns. It's not good for you long term.
And do you put on the weight when you're done?
In the short term, that cuts you down. I don't know about what happens when you come off it.
It's like creatine.
right.
But I can get on board with if you wanted to go to the Grammys and slim down and get into a dress or you're getting married or something.
Yeah.
We're not totally against it.
No, do it.
I'm just saying it is similar to the blue check mark.
It definitely is. And I like the baseball analogy too.
Yeah. It's like, man, I mean, who hit the most home runs this year? Maybe 50. That was the guys were pounding like 90. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what is going on? And then it turned out a lot of those guys were on steroids, which, all right.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's a good run. Should celebrities have to disclose?
No.
Like, you know how you have to do like hashtag ad?
Yeah.
If you have to do like hashtag Ozempic.
Yeah, hashtag Ozempic.
Like, hey, I know I look good here. I have to just let everybody know, though.
I wonder if there's like a, you know how there was like that little ball for like, that was supposed to be like COVID. It was like that emoji.
Oh,
that
yeah.
green ball.
Yeah,
was like,
with this the spikes is, on
yeah,
it or whatever.
Should there be like an emoji, like an Ozempic emoji?
It's just a syringe.
Oh, yeah. Is it a syringe? That's how you take it?
Yeah, it's like a big
oh, you do?
Tube type thing, yeah.
And it just, we have no idea, but it diminishes your appetite, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I like to speculate.
Yeah, we definitely do.
We have a segment next week, Ozempic or not. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's not real or fake cowboy. Yeah, it's real weight loss or Ozempic.
Real or fake cowboy. It worked out or Ozempic. Treadmill or Ozempic.
Yeah.
And we're not knocking anybody, by the way, that's struggling their way.
No,
I don't even like to say struggle.
Do your thing, dude.
Yeah,
we're just having fun.
Yeah, we're all
whatever,
having
dude.
Fun.
Screw you guys.
Yeah, whatever. No one's. Dude, it is play. This is not in the news, but just play the Rick Ross. No, play the national anthem thing up top.
Oh, okay.
This is for the news later, but I got a take on this. Alex brought this in. This Flava Flav, who this goes back into my weekly check-in, but Flava Flav for the Milwaukee Bucks game sang the national anthem.
Star Spangled Banner performed tonight. By six-time Grammy.
Do you want to play the whole thing?
Six Grammys? No, we can just get it. Yeah. Just listen to this. Just respect it.
Hats off.
Oh, say, can you see?
All right.
By the dawn's early
I feel like you nailed that part.
Mm-hmm.
What so proudly we hailed.
Oh, he's going for it.
He's very deliberate.
Going for it.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Just keep going. We're starting the podcast with this every week.
Look at him snapping along,
for
too.
The
all right, missed that, but all right.
We watch, we're so gallant.
Are they laughing? Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah,
he's laughing. The players.
And the rock is
we're playing the whole thing, dude.
The bomb burst, stinging there.
Yes.
Gave proof to the night that our flag
okay.
Was
key change.
You can't show the players, dude. It's unfair to them, dude.
Oh, say,
creative choices.
That Star Spangled Banner, yet way.
Take us home.
Applause break. Applause break.
Nice.
All the land.
Oh, he paused.
Of the free. And the home of the brave, of the brave, of the brave.
I didn't see that.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yes. Absolutely yes.
Yeah, 100%.
This is my favorite rendition of all time. Whitney Houston, Step Aside.
All time. It's everybody this. Step aside.
Yes.
Christina Aguilera at the Super Bowl, Step Aside.
Fergie, this Step Aside with that sultry rendition. Yeah. Get out of here.
Y'all, this is Mariah Carey. Yes. I've seen it, some good ones.
Jimi right. Hendrix, no.
Step Aside. This is the best
boy.
One. Okay. If we're seeing the national anthem happens 20 times a night across right. this country.
Yeah.
Before these games. If you're showing up on social media for the national anthem, something unbelievable happened or probably terrible.
Right.
Hey, did you see the national anthem last night? probably something wild happened.
So where on this spectrum of wild to, what is it? Wild to terrible? Where on the spectrum of terrible to amazing does this one land?
I think amazing.
I do too.
But ironically.
Yeah.
He was sincere about it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what everybody respects about it.
This is also better than I could do.
Way better.
Like, this is good.
And he wasn't joking.
No.
They were like, hey, we're going to somebody called him up. He's like, hey, dude. He's probably from there. So maybe not. I don't know.
He's like, I don't know where he's from.
The national anthem. Yep. And he's like, they're like, haha, dude, we'll do a thing where you, and he's like, I'm in. You're like, what? He's like, I'm getting voice lessons. Like, what? Hold on. He's like, I'm gonna figure out where I should go octave wise, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna give it the best of my ability.
Yeah.
And also, it's unfair to these players because they go, they have to sit through 82 of these.
Yes.
82 of these. They do their warm ups and they got to go stand there for a second. And I love that they do the national anthem, but they stand there for a second and then they go. Some of them, it's like the elementary school choir. Right?
Yeah.
It's like something you play in those, like, I've seen them with the those little, like, xylophone things.
Yeah.
It's like, sometimes it's, I wouldn't say silly, but it's a different way to do it.
Definitely.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I think he killed this. I like how, as he's singing it, it sounds like he's sounding out the words the whole time. It's like just very slow and deliberate.
The man has been around a camera before and a mic.
Definitely.
Very comfortable around a camera and a mic.
Yep.
Yeah, he nailed. Was he a singer? He's a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so. He was.
Flav was a rapper.
He had the show on MTV for the longest time.
Yeah,
he's won 6 Grammys.
Oh yeah, sorry. You're right, Andrew.
That's insane.
Yeah, put some respect on his name.
Yeah, no, was he the guy for that? No, it was Birdman.
What?
Put some respect on my name.
Yeah, no,
that was Soulja Boy, or what? Who was that? No, that's Birdman. Put some respect on my name. Who originally said that?
I don't remember.
Well, I was going to say this because I went to the Preds game.
Yeah.
And we were playing the Oilers. No, not the Oilers. We were playing the Calgary Flames,
mm-hmm.
I think. So we're like, they do the national anthem, but they do the Canadian one mm-hmm. first because they're Edmonton. They're in Canada. So they play their song.
The game was in Canada.
No, the game was here in Nashville.
And they played the Canadian national anthem first?
Uh-huh. But I think they always do that. Because they're playing a Canadian team.
Interesting.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. But they go, though, I took my hat off and then I put it back on for the Canadian national anthem.
You wore the hat during the Canadian
national
anthem.
They were like, we're going to do the anthems. And then like Lydia was being all like somber and or like not, but like very like respectful. And I was like, we're against them. I'm not.
Yeah.
Right?
So you're rooting against the other team's anthem?
No. Okay. I'm not, but but by nature, the anthem is when we fought. Mm-hmm. Is right? We fought another country. That's the song.
Right.
Isn't it not?
Yeah.
We fought another country.
Yeah.
Us against them.
Yeah.
We won. We are loyal to our country.
Yeah.
Is that not the nature of the song?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you exactly can't be loyal to another one. Now we're right. allies with Canada. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to chug a beer during it, but I'm not on their team.
Right.
And I was, everybody's like, what do you, I was like, I stood up, I guess.
At first I was annoyed that they played it first. Now I'm annoyed that they played it at all.
Yeah.
Why are we playing that? This is a great America. Point.
Why are we playing it?
Yeah.
Do
they play ours when we play there?
I would imagine. Maybe if they don't, then we shouldn't be playing theirs.
Right.
But I was like struck by the idea that what's it called when you pledge allegiance? That one's different.
Salute.
That one's the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that one's different. So we're fight. What is that? The Revolutionary War?
What?
The Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah. Revolutionary
War. We're fighting, right? Yeah. To forever this outpost or whatever. I've been there. Is it really? Virginia somewhere?
I don't know, dude.
And we're fighting. It's night. All the bombs are going over. And then in the morning, a flag was still there, meaning we won.
Right.
Otherwise, so it's us against. Whose flag are we wearing? What if we did like...
Undefeated, two-time World War champs.
Yeah, what if we did Britain?
Yeah.
We fought against them.
Yeah, it's kind of wild that we remain friends with them.
Oh, they have... Look up London London NFL game meme. I'm sure it's to be in there. I mean, it's like a London NFL game meme. That first one right there. Read that.
It says, gotta love the audacity we have to go to London and sing the anthem that's literally about beating them in a war before our game with a name we stole from a completely different sport that they invented. That is very bold, but that is very us.
But that's what it is.
I love that.
I do too. But that's our team.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're allegiance. And we're not. By nature of you pledging allegiance to this country or singing the national anthem of this country,
yep.
then you are an opposition to that one.
Yep.
You're not opposition. I think we're an ally to them. We haven't fought them specifically, but sure. I'm not doing theirs.
No.
I'm not singing it.
No.
I'm not. I don't even know if you take your hat off for it.
I'll be respectful. So I'd remove my hat. But at the end of the day, why are we even doing that?
Why are we even doing it? And so I would love to hear the answer. And then also, we do that before we play each other.
Right.
To win. We're trying to beat them in the game.
Right.
I was like, everybody was like, so the NHL is the National Hockey League, but it's not national because there's Canadian teams in it. And we pivoted in our seats to the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
The Canadian flag was up. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't.
No, it's definitely up in all NHL arenas for sure.
The Canadian flag.
Because there's so many Canadians in the league.
And I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that we like Canada, we're respectful, but the nature of us doing our national anthem is allegiance to ours.
Yeah.
So by default, it's against theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, take your hat off. I go, no.
Yeah, no. I just did ours. This.
No, and I'll do, and I'll, that, have you ever been to the Preds game where they do that military thing?
No.
Gosh, it's awesome, dude. Somebody in the military, there's somebody in there from the military.
Oh, and they have them stand up.
Yeah, they stand up. He lists out all their achievements and all those photos and all this stuff they've done in combat, and then they goes to him.
Yep.
And this gives me chills.
That might be one of the most exhilarating things to ever happen at sporting events.
It is
when
awesome.
Someone's there who's decorated like
someone
that.
Someone is there.
And it's like,
and they served here in Desert Storm and Iraq. And he's like, whatever you think about.
Like, I want to meet that guy before I want to meet any of the athletes.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I go, where? And I'm looking around. I go, because there's a camera in the aisle somewhere.
Right.
I was like, where is he?
What section is he
in? That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's your, you do something at the Preds games, no?
What?
You're like on the screen.
Oh, I did, like, that's why we were there. I did like the intro. Preds fans, let's go.
That's sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I did just for one game.
I love that.
That's pretty cool.
I was there for every game. They're like, hey, dude, can you play my video again? They're like, yeah, we get it. Yeah. I was like, Preds fans, let's go. And then we lost 6-0. So
to a team that sang their anthem on our turf.
On our turf. Somebody should ask somebody from Canada needs to email in. Our anthem up there.
I think we got to know if they do it there. I also think if you lose, you don't get to do your anthem.
No, yeah.
Like, so I think they should do them afterwards, and I think winners, like in the Olympics.
Like the Olympics, yeah. Afterwards.
That's what it should
you
be.
You lose, you don't get to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's our league.
Yeah.
The NHL is American.
Yeah, we just had to let them play because we weren't good at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
We're probably not still good.
No, yeah. Canadian teams are good. Yeah.
USA hockey's good.
They're part of it, but it's our league. Mm-hmm. But going over to the national anthem in England is crazy.
That's wild. With the flag, a 50-yard thick flag on the field too. Like,
that's so brazen, dude.
He's like, you see these colors?
Let me ask you this. Yeah. No, they do. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Would you be mad at someone from England not supporting that?
Would I be mad at somebody in England not supporting us doing that? No, I'd have to understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, hey, this is BS that y'all's flag is over here. I mean, I guess we didn't. They brought their troops over to fight over here.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe the homeland, we don't feel so much animosity to, and we're allies with them now.
Right.
But if somebody goes, I'm not standing for this, I go.
I say, okay, yeah, it's not your country.
Yeah, we're ours.
I get it.
I get it. All these thoughts and opinions brought to you directly by Beam.
Directly sponsored and funded by.
All opinions are backed by all sponsors. Just kidding. They're not. Beam. Dream powder, baby. Do you know that poor sleep can cause weight gain? Just talked about that. Mood issues, poor mental health, and lower productivity.
Get Ozempic.
Yes. And also Beam. The sleeping less than 6 to 8 hours per night is linked to reduced white blood cells count. Man, I got that. Mm-hmm. I got that. I got the sleep thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If something happens to me, it's not going to be because lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. I'm like a, when I go to sleep, I'm just like a Tesla, just plugged in.
Just straight in.
Just a Tesla at the airport backed in. Just
nice. Just sucking in all that power.
Feeding it in, baby. Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health and performance in our days. That's true. Hmm. Having a consistent nighttime routine is non-negotiable. Oh, yeah, baby. Introducing Beam Dream. Oh, yeah. I talk about this powder all the time. They're healthy hot cocoa for a sleep. They got that. They gave me the thing. You just put it's a powder in. We put it in coffee.
Nice. I made it with water.
Yeah, you do it with water?
Yeah.
It's good. Sexy.
Good right before bed.
I feel it, but... I mean, we're not the greatest because I feel like I do the Red Bulls on the road.
Right.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. But then I go on the road, speaking of, and then I get home and I'm like, all right, I got to get vegetables. I need sleep. I need gym, sauna. I kind of like take my, they used to say that about AA meetings. I never forget this. This might hit somebody in the right way today. It's going to speak to them.
Hit them.
In AA meetings, they would say, you don't want to go to the, because no one wanted to go. I don't want to go. They go, all right, you don't want to go? Well, take your body there.
Ooh.
I know, dude.
Ooh.
That hits you in some kind of way, doesn't it?
All right, okay.
He goes, you don't need to go, but take your body there.
Yeah, just take it.
Your body needs to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you leave feeling better. It's like, well, you could say that probably about the gym.
Yeah.
You could probably say that about the chiropractor. I don't want to go. Take your body there.
Your body will thank you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
They say that about AA meetings all the time.
That's really nice. And I think you could probably also say that about Beam Dream Powder.
Oh, yeah. Take your body there.
Just
give it to your body.
Your body needs it.
Like, your body needs it, and your body's going, oh, yeah, I feel good. Baby. You're ready to go. I could, Dream is tested for high quality efficacy.
Yes.
I knew that.
Very nice.
Let's go. Formulated to ease your body into rest and support 4 stages of sleep lag with no next day grogginess. Baby, Dream is for you if you can't. Let me list these. Can't sleep. Waking up during the night. Don't wake up refreshed, are addicted to chemical sleeping aids, get groggy from sleep aids, have noisy neighbors. Wow, just the noisy neighbors like, what do you have nothing to do with this? Or can't sleep when you travel. Maybe like if you live in New York City or something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, take advantage of their biggest sale of the year and get up to 50% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/netpositive and use the code CYBER. CYBER at checkout. That's shopbeam.com and use the code CYBER for 50% off. I hit the link in the episode description. Below, baby. You want to get to the news?
Where you want to go?
Dude, we walked in today. We're stacked.
Yeah.
We are
fully stacked.
Stacked with news, dude. You want to go to the, let's go to the, right up the second one there.
All right, here we go.
You want to read the,
I'm going to hit the headline?
Yeah.
Restaurant adds $50 unable to parent fee for rowdy kids For rowdy kids, menu reads. Yeah, butchered that.
Yeah, read it again.
Restaurant adds $50. Nope. Restaurant adds $50 unable to parent fee for rowdy kids, menu reads. $50?
I feel like this is going to be very divisive.
Yeah, this is going to split the audience.
You know where I mean, come on, dude. You don't put this in front of me. You know where I stand on this. Should be 100. Should be 100.
Yeah.
It's your, you get, hey, think about if the restaurant, okay, the restaurant, it wants you to have a good experience there. We played golf this weekend and we were talking about the golf course on the way home, right?
Yep.
And we were talking about how good, I was like, yeah, the course was amazing, but I didn't like the caddies at the break. They didn't have mustard for the hot dogs. The parking lot, was it all these type of things? You know, when you ever take a survey somewhere, and the last question is, how likely are you to return?
Yes.
So let's say the food is bad, but you're like, it was unbelievable. The server was great. We had a great time. The music was perfect. The ambiance, the food wasn't great, but I had a great overall time here. If this restaurant could be nailing everything and there's screen, I'm guessing this happens all the time because it's probably in a place that's near something family related. Mm-hmm. And this happens all the time and people complain. Get your kids in order.
Yeah.
Get your kids in order. And they said, all right, well, we know how to handle this.
Yeah.
Now, I want to, that's probably not legal.
I mean, who's to say it's not?
I don't know.
You're disruptive. We're going to throw a charge on there.
But versus, all right, so if you kick somebody out,
yep,
you're eating that cost.
Absolutely.
If somebody gets kicked out of the restaurant.
That's hurting the restaurant.
No, that's not true. You get kicked out of the bar, you still got to pay your tab.
Right. But could you add to the tab?
I don't think that's legal. You want to read it?
Yeah. So this is in Blue Ridge, Georgia.
First of all, I know where Blue Ridge, Georgia is, and it's very, there's a lot of Make America Great Again flags out there.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how else to say that.
Mental note.
But you got it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
A Georgia restaurant is gaining national attention for charging customers a fee for bad parenting. The menu at Toccoa Riverside Restaurant.
Totally subjective,
yeah,
by the way.
Right. Bad parenting. Decide. Right. The menu at Toccoa Riverside Restaurant.
I think I've been here.
About 2 hours north of Atlanta. We can go. It's 2 hours away. Ooh. Offers a selection of dishes like steak, trout, and American fare.
Oh, trout.
Hey,
let's go.
But look a little closer and you'll notice something else. At the bottom of the menu is an adult surcharge for customers, quote, unable to parent, followed by $3 signs.
Yes.
According to some guests, the exact amount is apparently at the restaurant's discretion.
Oh, yes.
So how unruly are your kids?
Yo, it's a market price.
Yeah. Today it's $54.
Yeah, they're like, so, how much is it? We'll see. Yeah,
we'll see, man. I don't know.
Can I get the trout? Well, how much is it?
Keep acting up. We'll see,
market
man.
Market price.
Some saying they were charged $50. Several Google reviews say they were unhappy with the charge.
Too bad.
You want to hear this one review?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I want to hear it.
One review reads, if you have children, absolutely avoid this place at all costs. Holy moly. That's how you know they're serious.
Yeah, that's how you know. And also how you know they're a terrible parent. Yeah.
Because they say holy moly.
Yeah.
Holy moly. The most disrespectful owner made a huge scene in front of the entire restaurant because our children were running through the restaurant. Quote, they were down by the river. Okay. We were told we need to go to Burger King and Walmart and that we were bad parents. They have a $50 surcharge for bad children.
Yo, I would take the $50 over. They need to go to Walmart. That's worse, dude.
That hurts more.
That hurts way more. Take your kids to Burger King. This is unbelievable. There's more of it?
There's more, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another one. The owner came out and told me he was adding $50 to my bill because of my child's behavior. My kids watched the tablet until the food arrived, ate their food, and my wife took them outside while I waited and paid the bill.
Yep. So you need to show up like an adult.
Yeah.
Talk like an adult. Use the crayons like normal kids.
The surcharge has since gone viral on Reddit. Some have criticized the restaurant, calling the fee discriminatory and vague.
No.
Users also criticized other fees on the menu, like an 18% gratuity for separate checks.
I'm with that.
And a $3 fee for sharing a plate.
No. Okay. Whoa. What?
You lost it.
Lost me there, my guy. You lost me there. What?
The restaurant told this news publication he's had the parent surcharge on the menu since the pandemic, but he's never had to enforce it on any of his customers. He wants to emphasize the charge is not for kids, but for adults who don't know how to parent.
I like that.
Interesting. The owner also said a group would have to be really bad for the fee to be brought up at all.
Yeah.
A representative for the restaurant went on to say there's nothing wrong with kids and families coming to the restaurant. However, kids running wild through the dining room, quote, isn't parenting.
All right. Well, what? All right. What are you going to do then? If you own a restaurant, the kids, he said the kids were, quote, running through the restaurant.
Right.
The kids were not in quotes running through the restaurant. That's what they were doing.
Right.
And I've also been a part of this in my own family, my nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Just wilding.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do then? You tell me what they're supposed to do.
As a parent?
No, as the owner.
Oh, what's the restaurant supposed to do?
Nobody wants to police anybody else these days, which I get. If somebody comes in.
What do you mean? Everybody's trying to police everybody these days.
No, yeah, not like public. On the internet, they do.
Oh, I gotcha.
If somebody walks in to Waffle House with like in a bikini top on,
yeah,
then they go, all right, you can't do that, right? You can't do or smoking weed or drunk.
Yeah.
Somebody that owns the place has to go,
hey, I got to be the bad guy here.
Unfortunately, that's how life works.
Yep.
Hey, you're doing one of your prank videos in Walmart. I know I'm the bad guy in your video, but you got to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And all these places have some kind of, you're outside, hey, you can't do that.
Right.
So if you're just outside, I guess it's the police's job.
Sure.
If it's in your place, everybody has to, because we've been to comedy shows where people have shown up to my unruly, I wouldn't call them fans, but the guy goes, well, it's my comedy club. I can kick whoever I want out.
Right.
You can kick anyone you want out.
Yeah.
You purchased to be in here. Now, I don't know about legally if you can demand they pay $50.
That's kind of crazy. Just throwing it onto the bill.
Yeah. It sounds like in the parents' defense, it sounds like this restaurant's not doing great. There's a lot of charges here.
Yeah.
That since the pandemic, I know the pandemic hit restaurants pretty tightly.
Yeah.
Right.
Although, if it's in Blue Ridge, Georgia, I don't really know how pandemic they went.
Nah.
They might have skipped that chapter.
That's a good point. That's a good point. They were different than the people in the Ngorongoro crater.
Yeah.
I think a little bit different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if your kids aren't acting up to your, in your mind, and then this gets onto your bill, what do you even do to dispute it?
What do you do? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you don't pay it, they're going to call the cops.
So if you go, yeah, they're going to call the cops.
Right.
Or you're not going to let you leave.
Right.
So you go, and I would be interested if 50 is the max. So, hey, once we get the charge, kids, go nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just eat the fine.
50, we'll eat the fine, like Dave Chappelle smoking in a club.
There you go.
How much is it?
Yes.
I'm smoking here.
Yeah.
I'll pay it.
The NFL guys who are like, I don't need your
$15,000.
Yeah, I don't need to wear your socks.
Yeah, I'm going to get a social media endorsement bigger than this.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you go, hey, the kids maybe just threw some macaroni, that's 10. I mean, where's the chart?
Oh, do you think they're like tacking it on in like pieces? It's not just like a $50 lump sum. It's
he's looking at the total.
10 for the macaroni on the wall.
Yeah. 10 for watching the iPad with Thomas the Train Engine a little too loud.
Yeah.
And then $5 for hitting your sister. And then spilling chicken nuggets on the high chair is going to be 10.
Yeah.
50.
Yeah.
Then you go, what? No. The kid does the spitball.
Yeah.
Into his brother. That's $5.
Nice.
I'd take that for $5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Screaming at the waitress. That's another 50. $5.
I wonder if the owner's not there. Or he's in the back.
It sounds like he is.
He's in the back doing the books. The waitress comes, can you please give him the... And he's... Ah.
Or I wonder if he's just like... He's a super like... Super Nazi about it.
Yeah.
And he's just watching the cameras in the back.
Yeah.
He's got a video board.
Yeah.
He's got a clipboard. And he's making notes on like table five. Kids acting.
All right.
Watch out for that one.
This is... I'm thinking this is like... you could see the duality in this scenario. Because go to the next one about the tipping.
Mm-hmm.
If he's allowed to do that, no, go to the tweet.
Okay.
All right. So this is a restaurant in Brooklyn where I got sent this a million times. Shout out to the listeners, by the way. You want me to read it?
Sure.
This is a post, an Instagram post from a restaurant in Brooklyn. We expect you to tip 20% minimum. That's the end of the story, period. The number isn't even printed right. The number is even printed right there on the check, so you don't have to do any math. When you walk in the door, you enter into a covenant. Okay. If you feel any kind of way about this other than 100% accepting, you should stay home. Invest in your own sound system, get some nice glassware, install dimmers on your kitchen lights, put some candles, and make your own cocktails. All right, maybe it's a bar. I won't say that you should go elsewhere because 20% is the minimum expected tip in bars and restaurants all over the city, and your feelings about the fact are irrelevant. And if you're uncomfortable with a woman, oh, here we go with this. If you're
I gotta be honest, I didn't make it this far when I first read through this. I didn't know that line was there.
I just read it out loud. Hold on, let me finish it.
Yeah.
If you're uncomfortable with a woman having agency to explain all of this to you, again, stay home. Go ahead and go buck wild in the comments if you feel the need.
Sick.
Liz.
Parentheses.
Owner.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
I'll stay home.
Shut up,
Liz. New merch. Shut up, Liz. Hey, Liz.
Just shut up, comma, Liz, period.
Shut up, Liz.
Parentheses, yeah. Owner. Yeah, parentheses, owner. Shut up, Liz, parentheses, owner. Hey, shut up. Just shut up.
And look at, like, this is reposted by somebody. This is how we went viral. And what did he say?
He said, never mind. I'm siding with the people who don't tip now.
Meaning, we were all... Did I not say this?
Yeah.
However many months ago.
That clip's still going viral.
Yes. And I'm still catching heat from it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I saw one that was like... I saw one on Twitter that was like almost like 100%. It was like 100% or something like that. Jeez, I was like, okay, well, when do you, then I said, everybody's like, just do it. I go, oh, when do you get off? When do you get off board?
Where's the line?
That's what exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
We do tip 20%. We have been for a long time.
Yep.
So one, I go the, what's it called as 35. One of the defaults is 35 and people have sent me 45. And 50, and I saw one that was 100. I think it was like 100%. This is unbelievable. 100% tip.
What?
Okay, when do you get off then? Wait, when do you get off?
Then it's not even special if you do it. If it's a prereq, then crazy. Like, so like if I come in and
that's
I tip,
what this lady is saying.
If I come in and I tip 50%,
yeah,
which I will do sometimes, mm-hmm. That's very, very, very generous.
Very generous.
But if the assumed is 20,
yeah,
now it's not.
Now it's not. Now it's that's the baseline.
Yeah.
And you go into, oh, if you, I feel, all right. I mean, first of all, we don't enter into a covenant.
No.
When we come into your stupid bar.
No. The covenant is I come here for the food and then you make the food and you bring me the food and then I pay you for the food.
Yeah. That's the covenant.
That's the covenant.
I guess if you go, well, remember gas stations used to pay for it and then go inside. And no, you used to pump it and then go pay.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can't do that.
Right.
Everybody is not a good person anymore like they used to be.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, you got to put in your card first. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
So Waffle House, and I'm sure there's theft and people running out all the time, but you can go down to sit down and eat. Mm-hmm. You are in a covenant. Is it an aggressive
covenant
term?
Is wild.
Maybe social agreement.
Sure. Yes.
Where if somebody walks out on their Waffle House, you're like, all right, this doesn't corporate. It's like, there's probably that booked into the, it's not ideal. It's
yeah.
But you're assuming that people
don't do
will,
it. But
don't do it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we're not going to pound you in the parking lot if you do it. Yeah. All this language is insane.
So
yeah.
We're getting off the train because she's annoying, right? Not because the 20%.
No, not because, no, we're not getting off.
I'm off on this because it's a mandatory thing.
You have to.
Which it is not.
It's not.
Absolutely not.
Then just say we're, here's what you do.
If it's mandatory, build it into the price.
Hey, we're starting at our stupid restaurant, Liz Owner, which you're not going to be one for long. we're doing a 20% service charge. And then say all this.
Mm-hmm.
We are starting a 20% service charge minimum
for
all. That's the end of the story, period. It's even printed on the check. Good. If it's a service charge, when you walk into a door, you enter a cover. Sure. If you feel any kind of way about this other than 100% accepting it, you should stay home. Good, because you told us this is a service charge.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the cost of dining at your restaurant.
All this is fine, except that's not a tip.
Right.
It's not a gratuity.
Right.
It's a service charge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. But you're saying if you put it as a service charge, tax-wise, your business has to report that.
Bingo. Hey, Liz, parentheses owner.
Hey.
Pay your employees a livable wage. Thank you.
Or don't, but don't put it on us.
Yeah.
Or go out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when that's like all these, I don't even want to make the comparison really, but all these social all this, these social things that everybody is very progressive, and they're saying anything other than 100% acceptance is unacceptable. And we're saying no.
By the way, by acceptance, she meant to say compliance.
Yeah.
And that's what I say.
Yeah. And that's what we've been taught on COVID, on race, on gender. And we're not even taking sides on it. Mm-hmm. We can't even ask. Mm-hmm. We can't even ask a question. We can't even say, you can't even do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would also add, by adding in at the end, Liz, parentheses owner, if you're uncomfortable with a woman having agency to explain, Liz, you're projecting. Liz. That's a you thing. Nobody else was thinking that. You were thinking that, though, because you are insecure about being a woman in leadership.
Yeah.
Sorry, Liz. Sorry. Sorry, Liz.
We love Liz.
Sorry, Liz. Love you.
We don't love Liz. Don't say that.
Liz can I love Liz as like a human. Liz. I do. Like I want the best for
Liz
her.
Is having
this
a hard
is
time.
Not how you meet your customers.
Liz is having a hard time with her business.
Yeah. I hope she doesn't. I hope they do well, genuinely.
20% minimum is expected. And everybody goes, like everybody for the most part with this tipping, the progress on tipping and maybe, when my parents are still on like 10%, because that's how they grew up.
Yeah.
Or just like, and they were like, and they're very traditional in the way that they think. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their 10% is what we all, and if you all grew up doing it one way, I grew up in the 20% era.
Yeah, same.
So then we're just our parents, but one step. Yeah.
Yep.
Now we're not. If you say mandated now, but that brings up the duality of the point then, because how come the $50 service charge guy's allowed to do that, but she's not allowed?
What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. The two stories back to back.
Mm.
The $50 mandatory,
right?
And then
he's tacking it on after. I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same thing. If you lead with, hey, there's a mandatory 20% service fee, I would go, okay, it's built into the price. I know that walking in here. But when you leave it up to me to leave a tip, but I have only one right answer that I'm allowed to give, which is 20% minimum, then I now don't like it anymore. So if you give me bad service?
And if you bring in your kids and you know that it's a fit, you go, all right, kids, tonight's not the night for the... what cartoons do kids watch? Cocomelon.
Yeah.
Not tonight.
Nice.
Okay. Put in the AirPods. The kids have AirPods. They probably know.
Probably not.
They're too young for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this, if you're saying it, like, I think as a restaurant owner, because this is the United States of America, you can do any of these things.
Sure.
You have the right to post this.
Yep.
And then we have the right to not come.
And we have the right to get on a podcast and tear it down.
Yeah, we do. Cause you posted that publicly.
Yeah.
But also, the guy with the $50 fee for the kids, so he's going to see what happened to his restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, like, have you been to like a adults only resort?
Yes.
So have I.
Love it.
I like it.
Yep.
I don't have any kids, so I like hanging around where like there's more activity, more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do this and then we'll see what happens to your restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do that and we'll see what happens to your restaurant.
Yeah.
So if you say $50 parenting fee, maybe everybody in there goes, thank you. That place is getting out of control. I love that restaurant. The food's awesome, but the kids are just, and it's probably one of those places that there's a lot of stimulating things for kids.
Mm.
Oh, run around, go look at the fountain. Oh, the thing outside. Oh, get the, and the kids are like,
yeah.
If, I know those type of play, those,
for sure.
The swings outside. So it's probably very, so you go, man, I love that place. But every time we go there, I mean, if you go to a bar and get, and you're falling over, you're out.
Yes.
They're,
yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Hey, because I love that bar, but everybody's just staggering around there, hammered in there.
Yep.
Out.
Yep.
If they see you, right?
Yeah.
If they see you.
You're disrupting the experience of our other guests.
Yeah.
So you got to go.
Where was I thinking? One time I back when I drank.
Yeah.
I think I was like sleeping on the bar.
Nice.
I was like laying on there.
Classic.
Like, they go, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't lay your head down.
They're like, hey, that's our line, bro. Like, you can't camp here.
And they're like,
Fireball
also,
and Dr. Pepper out of here.
Wow, dude.
Shots.
So,
dude.
From so far
Shots.
Away. Get your Fireball and
so
Dr.
Far
Pepper
away.
Out of here.
That was a retroactive slam. Yeah,
they're basically saying, hey, they're writing a tweet. Hey, we love you coming in here drinking. If you lay your head down on this bar, you're done.
Yeah.
Right? Lots of bars have, we went to a place that had a dress code.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wear a hat in here.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wear Timberlands. Yeah. You can't wear, you got to, whatever, no jeans. I've seen a million of them.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do, we go to Virago on Monday.
Yeah.
All the time, no hats.
Yep.
And I go, I got to take my hat off.
Sometimes they let you in with hats.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Sometimes that person's like, I'm not going to enforce it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you go, wear that, like that huge, like, not inflatable, but like the Preds fan of the game, that huge, like styrofoam hat.
Yeah,
they're like,
no.
But somebody is going to come over to you and be like, hey, can't wear that in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do what you want.
Do what you want.
You know, there's consequences as well.
But you don't want to, what I'm saying is you don't want to parent other people. You never want to parent other people. Like if we go, man, I love to hang out with Andrew, but every time we go with Andrew, he's drinks and swear and gets in fights with everybody.
Mm. Yep.
I would probably like, we'd probably roast him as dudes. You just kind of generally like kind of roast the other guy just to check him.
Yep.
And then if he keeps doing it, we go, hey, Alex, let's not bring Andrew.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
Right.
Oh no.
Well, if you were doing that,
that's exactly how dudes work.
That's how dudes work.
Yeah.
The
joking and the poking fun and the teasing you was us trying to help hold you accountable.
We were trying to check you.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey,
in a loving way.
We got a guy in our not my close group, but they were telling me about the guy that plays golf. Mm-hmm. He goes, and this guy is a pastor, by the way. And he's out of hand on the golf course, swearing, getting mad, throwing clubs, hitting the cart, pounding things, being aggressive, being in, like, and you go, perfect example. After you go around, you go, yeah. And like Chuck was a little like, he didn't seem to like that.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of throw out some feelers and then you go, let's not invite Chuck.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
The feelers are to see if the other guys are on the same page as you.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They normally, yeah.
Yeah.
And if he's going to take accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Or just be like, oh, that's not you. You got to kind of look around.
Mm-hmm.
You got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Where were we the other day? There you can't, you don't learn how to fit in with kids don't know that. You got to teach them.
How to fit in?
I know how to like socially, like, oh, I don't think this is.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they learn from watching.
But you have to. But some people learn from watching more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard stories about people and their coworkers and like, this guy is X, Y, and Z. And he doesn't know that everyone hates that about him or her. How would you ever know if someone does check you, you have to be like, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
That's like a clue from the outside.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Liz, we love you, Liz.
We do love you, Liz.
We do love you, Liz.
I'm sorry, I came on strong there.
Yeah.
But I meant what I said.
There you go. Stick to it.
Lovingly.
If I found out where this restaurant is, I would go there. I would go to both of them, actually.
I'll go.
It kind of sounds nice.
I'll tip 100%.
Yeah. I'll tip. Dude, well, you don't have a choice.
But my kids are running around.
You just hot takes.
Even. Call it even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cancel.
All right, what do we got to next, dude? The news is hot. You wanted to go to the
news is hot.
Go to the third one there.
Okay. Hot news week, man.
Shay, once again, sent in by the listeners. Oh, I got a shout out to a listener, dude.
Listeners have been on, man.
Listeners have been on.
Super on. And audience on social is growing. Follow the pod on social while John pulls this up. Follow the pod on social at Net Positive Podcast. Huge.
Oh, yeah.
We got clips there daily and all that. And then also subscribe on YouTube. A lot of our viewers are not subscribed.
Really?
So we need to convert those people.
Oh, they just watch.
Yeah, they just watch.
Oh, yeah.
So subscribe. That way you keep up with us. It helps the show. Hit that button.
We're up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Shout out to Cindy and Jen.
Okay.
They came by the meet and greet.
Nice.
Said hi. They said they love the pod.
Awesome.
I think Jen might have been drinking a little bit.
Okay.
No way.
As Jens do.
No, Jens do to that.
Jens drink.
Yeah, but Cindy, I forget who was Cindy and who was Jen, but the one was like, oh my gosh, this is the best day of my life. And the other one was like, hey, he's got a lot of people to meet here. Let's kind of, and then
she was checking her a little bit.
Yeah, she was checking her a little bit. Wait, hold on. I don't know if I'm remembering this right, because there's a lot of people at that, but Cindy and Jen are now like, that's not how they're checking us. Like, I don't know if it was Cindy or Jen.
Okay.
But they were very kind and they shout us out on the podcast. And I go, I'll shout you out on
there
the
you
podcast.
Go.
Cindy and Jen from Cedar Rapids.
Thanks, ladies.
Thanks for listening. What do we got here, bro?
This says DC firefighter fired after stopping for Chick-fil-A while on emergency call.
All right. In his defense, the drive-through line is very fast.
It's quite efficient.
Very, very fast.
It really is.
I mean, is he like on the doo-woo-woo and he stopped?
All right, here we go. A DC firefighter who, with his partner, so
all right,
they're both guilty.
Yep.
Stopped for fast food while on an emergency call in March has been terminated. Two firefighter EMTs assigned to ambulance 3, mm-hmm. not ambulance 3,
no,
stopped at a Chick-fil-A in Northeast DC at around 4 p.m. on March 24th instead of responding to a call for a woman suffering chest pain at a Kaiser Permanente about a mile away.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, the plot thickens, dude.
Okay, I never read the articles.
I know.
I just get the headlines. All right.
The wait, it gets better, dude. All right, dude. The firefighters said they had already ordered their food on an app when the emergency call came in, so they decided to stop for, quote, literally a few minutes tops, according to a DC Fire and EMS special report obtained by News 4.
3 or 4 minutes tops.
Literally a few minutes. 3 or 4 minutes
tops.
That's it.
And you know, if you know anything about chest pain, I think the responding in a timely manner is, I think, pretty chest and brain. Yeah, I think are the two that are like, hey, we need to be on this now.
Those are precious seconds. We're going to need those few minutes tops.
If somebody goes, here's what I would, I'd get on board with stopping for. Sprained ankle at track practice.
Mm-hmm.
Timely, not really relative.
Yeah, you can scoop up a number one on the way. No
cat,
problem there.
Cat stuck in a tree. Stop for that.
Not going anywhere.
Something where you fell off your porch and you're trapped. You're laying down. You're fine. Well, I'm trying to like
what a specific.
If you fell off your porch, you're like, ah, I'm out here.
Yeah.
What
does that call sound like? They get the call.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, okay, you fell off your porch.
Hey, all right. It's an emergency. I should have called the non-emergency line, but I don't have it handy. I fell off my porch and the scaffolding fell on. I'm not paralyzed, but I'm fine. I can obviously pick up this phone and call, but could somebody come over? I probably don't even need an ambulance ride, but I need somebody just come over and help me out of this situation. All right. I'll be over there in a sec.
Okay, so we kind of already ordered at Chick-fil-A, so we're going to swing through there. Do you want anything? Can I get you anything on the way over?
Yeah, that's where he messed up.
Yeah.
He didn't ask.
They should have brought something for the woman.
But all right, to be fair, all these jobs, these are like not minimum wage jobs, but $25 an hour, $30 an hour. These are hourly jobs. Mm-hmm. Are they not?
Firefighters?
Maybe they're on salary.
I don't know.
Is it firefighters or ambulance?
I'm pretty sure firefighters make good money.
They said firefighters. I was going to type in how are firefighters paid, and it said how are firefighters heroes?
Tough, dude. Tough look. Yeah. Average annual pay for Nashville.
In Nashville, it's about 50 grand a year.
Okay. All right. So 24 an hour. There you go.
There you go.
That's what I was saying.
Cool.
Yeah, you're on hourly.
Yeah.
This meal is $12.
Yeah. That's half an hour.
Already ordered.
That's half an hour.
Already ordered.
Yeah.
In the queue. So you're driving by. It's
right there. I like this line.
I'm having a tough time with this. So they said, having a tough moral dilemma with this.
They said like they needed to stop for, quote, literally a few minutes tops.
Yep, yep.
And then it says the written report by one of the firefighters said, quote, there was no delay in patient care or response. It's like,
he's like, dude.
Of course there was. Yeah. You made a stop.
There was. Oh, in terms of like if she was having chest pain,
yeah,
which that's one of the ones. They like, you know, whatever the you have a stroke, spot the signs. If you catch it early, mm-hmm. right? If you get them to care within a couple of minutes, it saves lives.
Yeah.
Right. And if you're like, oh, but they didn't, if it's another literally blood flow restricted to your brain, it by the second is more and more incapacitating.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is nuts, dude. It's inexcusable.
Crazy. No. Yeah, I was having to have a tough time. I'm not having a tough time.
No, dude. There's no way you can do this.
You can't do this.
The excuse of, well, we already placed the order though, and it was on the way. Love that they had the gall.
So you placed the order in the mobile app,
right?
And you're, gosh, dude, because you're, it's when you're like a cop, I know because I have a lot of buddies that are cops, is like, hey, we got to get out to this. If you get in a wreck on the interstate, this is your emergency. Mm-hmm. It's not their emergency. They see 20 of these a day. Mm-hmm. It's like when I come to Cedar Rapids, it's like, this is their Super Bowl. Mm. I got a show tomorrow. I got a lot of these.
Right.
So they do this all day.
For sure.
It's an emergency to the person.
Yes.
Not to them.
So it gets very casual.
Yes. To a very casual.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he goes, and then, I love the idea that the firefighter who's with his partner.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of firefighters that are alone that are doing this all the time.
Yeah, potentially.
All the time.
Dude. Yeah.
Or if you're on the conference call with somebody, it's like, hey, I got a 911 call. Like, hold on, let me, I'm chatting with this girl real quick. Let me wrap this up and then I get over there. I'm sure.
Yeah. Do you think those firefighters who have done this before are looking at the story like, dang.
He got caught. Yeah. He goes, dang. We've been doing that.
What an idiot.
It's like the restaurant. They're like, they got caught eating the food from the guy at Papa John's got caught eating the pizza. When you're like, yeah, we've been doing that.
How funny to think about.
We've been doing that.
The EMT shows up at the scene and he's got like sweet and sour sauce in his fingers. Like he's trying to. Yeah. Okay. So hold on, just lay back for me real quick.
Like, sorry. He's like doing chest compress. Is that Polynesian? Yeah. I mean, as Chick-fil-A, you gotta sign this guy,
dude.
Right?
Absolutely.
You gotta sign
put this man on commercials.
It's like, remember the guy on the skateboard with the cranberry?
Yes.
He sign him.
They did.
They should.
They signed him.
Sign him, bro.
They gave him, I think, like a year's supply of ocean spray and all that type of stuff.
Because it was the biggest. We're still talking about cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the Mexican guy on the skateboard.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Yep. He was drinking a whole thing.
Yeah.
Gosh,
ocean spray, man.
Ocean spray went back on the map.
Killed it.
Sign him.
Yeah.
This guy, I mean, his name's not in here, right?
No.
We call him, have him on the pod.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
No, they should absolutely give this guy.
I mean,
guy
you
a
can't
deal.
We can't do that.
They should make an entire marketing campaign around this guy.
No,
like
it shouldn't
so
even,
good it can't wait.
It shouldn't even be a marketing campaign. It should just be this.
Yeah.
Just send out the link
to
the story. Now, I would say I do love Chick-fil-A. If you're in the hospital, you're this woman, mm-hmm. and you hear this, you're like, Chick-fil-A already ordered? Do you forgive? Mm. I think you do. But if you go, first of all, you can't pre-order McDonald's.
Yes, you can.
You can now?
Yeah, you can.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he goes, dude, chest compress for Jimmy John's?
Yeah.
Like, is there other restaurants?
Oh, that you would be like, that's not.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, you go, I get it.
Probably like Taco Bell.
You stopped at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm confused because the lady was at Kaiser Permanente or however you say it, right?
Yeah,
Permanente. Isn't that a hospital?
It's like a doctor's office. Oh, is there an emergency room there?
I'm pretty sure that's a hospital.
Yeah, Kaiser Permanente is a
healthcare company.
Yeah, you can go. It's like a doctor's office, but they may or may not have an emergency room there.
All right.
Because we had that in Atlanta. Kaiser's big in Atlanta. Yes, they might have taken it and said, hey, you got to go to the emergency room. But she's at the doctor. Are you letting them off the hook right now?
Oh, is it like an urgent care type?
Yeah, I was just kind of confused.
Like if you're at a hospital, you're not calling 911 because you're already having a heart attack. You're already there.
Maybe in Andrew's defense, maybe they thought that.
Yeah.
They're at Kaiser?
Yeah, they're fine.
Oh, this already got taken care of. Someone else picked up the call.
Yeah.
Dude. I got two chicken sandwiches and a brownie and a sweet tea waiting on me.
And do you know how far it's going to be for us? Like, it's going to take us so far out of the way to get her to the hospital.
Ready, yes.
And then I'm going to have to come all the way back. My sandwich is cold.
And no, I know. They're not going to keep it on the – you never know what's going to happen when you show up.
Right.
And now you could get it and keep it in the ambulance until the situation's done. Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A holds up pretty good over time.
Yeah, it does.
It holds up pretty
really
good
does.
Over time. No, it does.
Yeah.
You could do an hour, however long that is, and then you're like, all right, we got to get to lunch.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I love these guys. You can't do that, though.
It's absurd.
But it's crazy.
To say literally a few minutes tops is so good, too.
That's unbelievable.
Sir, how do you plead?
A few minutes tops.
Your Honor, a few minutes tops, literally.
Tops. Oh, so good. Oh, this week's episode brought to you by Nero Hacker, baby. Qualia Senolytic. Did I say that right?
You got it.
Qualia Senolytic, baby. Have you heard about Senolytics yet?
No.
Oh, well, the podcast is where you're going to hear from it. It's a class of ingredients discovered less than 10 years ago, and they've been calling it the biggest discovery of our time, promoting healthy aging and enhancing your physical prime. Your life goal in your career and beyond your, Your life goals in your career and beyond require productivity. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Let's be honest. The aging process is not our friend when it comes to endless energy and productivity. That's why I use Qualia Senolytic, baby. If someone would have told me that there are science-backed ingredients that could help me feel 15 years younger, I don't want to go that much younger. I would have believed
it. I'll be 16.
Yeah. I don't want to. No,
thank you.
I was out of control at 16. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on in my body that I did not.
I'm not going back.
No, I don't want to go back to that. Get into it, baby. Much like pruning and yellowing of dead leaves off a plant, Qualia Senolytic removes those worn out senescent cells that allow for the rest of your life to thrive in your body. Take it just 2 days a month. The formula is non-GMO, vegan, 100-day money-back guarantee. Resist aging and at the cellular level. Try Qualia. There's a lot of things get yourself right.
Yeah.
A lot of things we're talking about in the pod, dude. Get yourself right. Try Qualia Senolytic. Go to nerohacker.com/netpositive for up to $100 off and use the code netpositive at checkout for an additional $100 off, 15% off, for additional 15% off. That's neurohacker.com/netpositive for an extra 15% off your purchase, or hit the link in the episode description.
It's a crazy deal.
Yeah.
$100 off for using the website link and then an additional 15 off.
That's unbelievable.
That's nuts.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Liz. All right.
How much time we got? We just did one more article and then we'll get out of here.
All right, cool.
I want to touch on, because this is going to be, gone. Look, click on that second to the bottom one.
Okay.
Oh, the God.
Hold on. This is, and there's no audio on this.
No, we'll put the video on.
Yeah. This is in Nashville, Tennessee, they're advertising a brand new Christian nightclub. Mm-hmm. November 11th, called The Cove in Nashville, Tennessee. Brand new Christian nightclub. They are advertising. If you're listening, there's downtown. It looks like Broadway. There's a DJ spinning. And what's the third? That's just it. All right,
that's it.
That's literally the whole promotion.
That's the promo.
That's the promo.
Yeah.
I would imagine. My take on this is going to be different. Let me go first.
Yeah, you sent this to us a few days ago, and I've been eager to hear this.
Okay, and I've gotten sent this 100 times.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of people have sent this to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, my thought on this is, you ever gone to like school and been like bullied, and like the guys in like recess were like. All the bullies are like making fun of you for not knowing how to play Foursquare. Mm. And you're like, whatever. But you're like, when I get inside back into the classroom, my buddies, my squad, my guys got my back. We hate those bullies. Mm-hmm. Guess what all these comments are? Friendly fire. Mm. From the inside. Mm. It's all Christians making fun of these kids. Mm-hmm. And that's the part, like, dude, that's why everyone wants to get out of, like Christianity. Because I don't know these kids. Is it kind of like hokey, or is it kind of like, would I go? Probably not. But to get the friendly fire, these are all Christians acting like they are better than these kids.
Right.
Right? Oh, really? I thought we were supposed to be set apart. Meaning, friendly fire from the inside.
Yeah.
Getting made fun of by the people that we want. Clearly, we want to start a group of Christians. Mm-hmm. And that's what all Christians do, is just say, we're better than you. I've gotten friendly fire at all the time.
Yep.
We're better than you. We would never do this, right? Are these Christians, or you think it's okay to drink? Did they ever say that? I don't think they said that in there.
Nope.
And all the jokes, by the way, that are in the comments are terrible. Pretty sure we're supposed to look different from the world. Who's we? Mm-hmm. Christians. That's a Christian saying they are morally superior to these kids. Mm-hmm. Is it, I mean,
to that point, if there's no alcohol there, that's like very stark difference between the rest of Nashville.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound very, yeah, and it doesn't sound very fun.
But like, what if it is? What if it's super fun and yeah. It's just a bunch of people hanging out, having a good time?
Yeah. Do y'all realize the reason why nightclubs are so sinful? Like, they didn't say anything about anything. They just said a night, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're going to go play Christian music and all hang out with each other. I probably wouldn't go. But why can't every other group have their own hangout? And then these kids have one that we just crushed from the inside.
Yeah.
Just crushed from the inside. And they're saying, we're 20-year-old kids, we want to be Christian. And then all Christians go trash them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this isn't the angle I thought you were going to take.
I didn't think it was. That's why I said it first.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you guys aren't saying anything, because you're like, well,
I just didn't see this coming. So I'm trying to get in your mindset.
Well, I've been, dude, you know where I was like, in my personal life, where I've been attacked the most? From the inside.
Right.
From the friendly fire.
Yeah.
Everybody that is not a Christian, or they go, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully you get some help or whatever. If you start with all the Christians are the people, I can't believe, I would never, this is, I would never, I'm such a better person than this. Like, if you're not living on the Christian rules, mm-hmm. you're allowed to attack Kim Kardashian, but we're supposed to not. Mm. I think that's part of our whole thing.
Yeah.
That Jesus was like, everybody's cool. You're cool with us.
Yep.
I wouldn't go to this.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because there's a bunch of, it doesn't sound very fun to me,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to find me trashing it.
Yeah.
Now, do you open yourself up for some jokes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But not from a this is my point. Can you like, hey, you got to mix the orange juice with LaCroix? Funny.
Yeah.
But not from a, where I come from, is not from a moral high ground. Do you get to trash on this?
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Agreed 100%.
Yeah. Not from a pedestal of morality. Do you get to trash on this?
Yeah.
That's what I hate the most.
Agreed. They're trying something here. They're making a space that they're hoping, and it is 18 plus, not 21 plus. So they're making a space that they're hoping that young Christian probably just incorporate more kids.
Which I would assume means there's no alcohol sales there.
I would assume no alcohol. And it's 18.
But what's going on that a 17-year-old kid can't be a part of?
Maybe they want to provide dating opportunities for Christians.
Sure. You
don't want to put minors in that situation, probably.
Dude, this could actually be decently cool.
For that crowd that wants to go to this, this could be cool for them. Absolutely.
That's all I was saying.
Yeah,
Think about all the people you know that are single and are like, I want to meet someone, but I don't want to... Yeah. I don't want to go to church.
Kid Rocks, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't meet him at Kid Rocks, and I haven't met anybody at church. Boom.
Oh, so you want to be around like-minded people that think like you and have the similar value set as you, and there's those people are all over the city, and somebody said, well, let's gather them all together, and let's just hang out there.
Yeah. How about
and
the, yeah,
what?
Like this comment, there's no such thing as a Christian nightclub. What a joke. Nightclubs aren't inherently satanic.
That's coming from
satanic.
That's friendly fire.
Yeah.
That's friendly fire, yeah. Meaning... I am such a morally superior person.
You would never
catch me dead in one of those. And all we grew up, by the way, this is getting way too serious, but all we grew up on was appearances.
Mm-hmm.
All anyone cared about in Christianity coming up was appearance. Whatever you're doing in your private life doesn't matter, but smoke a cigarette and you are crushed because it looks like you are rebellious. Ride a skateboard. It looks like you are rebellious. And they have something that is... not even appearance, but associated nightclub. If they said Christian hangout, is that fine?
Right.
They said nightclub, brand new Christian nightclub. What if they said Christian club?
Right.
What if they say Christian spot?
Christian social club.
What if there's a Christian Soho house?
Yeah.
Is that fine?
Yeah, I like this comment. I'm convinced the religious folks only want us to sing hymns in a church pew, LOL. Yeah. This is an awesome idea. Clubs book weekly and monthly guests. Imagine what the Cove, that's what it's called, the Cove, can accomplish by doing the same. Weekly events where Christians can fellowship and worship together outside of the church walls. Sounds like a great idea to me.
Sounds good to me.
I
think this sounds sweet.
Wait, I might go.
Yeah, I might go.
Sounds cool. But all right. But do we reserve the right to, in the group text, roast this.
Yeah.
Yes, because you put it on the internet and that's how the internet works.
Yeah.
That's how the game of the internet works.
Yeah.
But you're not going to catch me in the comment. Now, you might say, hey, what are they going to play? Whatever joke you would have about a Christian, but what are they going to play, like EDM, Michael W. Smith remixes or what? Whatever.
Which sounds fire.
Whatever the joke is, but you're not going to catch me on a moral high ground trashing on this.
No.
That's what, we can make all the jokes you want. I think a nightclub, but you make a joke about all the clubs.
This one. Yeah, can I get 2 holy water shots and could you get the DJ to play Awesome God again?
Funny.
Sounds lit.
But I would imagine if you were those kids, you would think that's funny.
Yeah.
You think that's funny.
Yeah.
But when, because they made a bunch of like comment, a bunch of go to church. Okay. They do.
Yeah, they're literally creating an extension of church. That's probably the whole point, is like, this is a place for us to go and continue fellowshipping with one another. I'm all for this. I don't know if you catch me there, but I'm all for it.
You're not going to catch me there either. But
sounds
good
cool.
But good for them. And also, it's gonna be, then everybody's like, oh, I actually went down there. Or, I mean, it's probably I don't even know where it would possibly be.
Yeah, I'm curious to know where it's going to be too.
Well, free promo. It opens November 11th. So
yeah.
If you're Christian, 18 or over.
You can get some coffee there.
It's also ticketed.
Oh yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Get going.
I wonder how they're vetting their customers.
If they're Christian or not?
Yeah.
Now that's an angle that we have not discussed.
Like, what's your favorite Bible verse at the door?
How do you decide if you're Christian? You got to infiltrate.
Yeah. What's the code word?
What's your favorite Bible verse? Yeah. How far is too far?
Did you get the vaccine? How far is too far? Is it? Nice. Pause or clause?
There you go. You would definitely, I don't know.
Are there wardrobe restrictions?
If you had a... and who's enforcing it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there are wardrobe restrictions. Nah, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. All right. No tank tops.
Mm-hmm. Skirts below the knee.
Skirts below the knee. No crossbody purses.
No crossbody purse. That's a sleeper pick, dude. Nice.
No crossbody purse.
That's only real Christian kids know that.
Can't
one,
do
dude.
That. No spaghetti straps.
Uh-huh.
Below the knees.
Yeah.
No holes in the jeans.
Of course not.
No, dude. And somebody's going to be enforcing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to go. November 11th?
Yep.
I might get down.
Yeah, you're around?
In 2 weeks?
Yeah, if you don't got a date, let's do it.
Shout out. These kids are in Nashville.
Yeah.
They want to come. I don't know about that, but good for them, dude. We love them.
No, it's cool.
And this episode brought to you by First Cup, by the way.
Yeah, shout out First Cup.
First Cup, dude. Come along, hang out. I'll be on the podcast.
Get a cup of coffee.
You want to do one email?
Yeah, we can do an email.
We'll do one meal and then we'll get out of here. Oh, we got fact check. Oh, okay, we got to talk about that, but then we'll get out of here. Yeah. You want to read this one?
Yeah, it's really small font.
Okay.
All right. Email. The subject is church attire.
Okay.
Hello. On this week's episode of Net Positive, John talked about how there's a limited amount of outfits that he can wear to church.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said he wouldn't wear a hoodie to church
mm-hmm.
in the spring. I literally saw him wearing a tie-dye hoodie.
Don't say where we go.
At church.
Yeah.
I think it said
read it again.
On this week's episode of Net Positive, John talked about how there's limited amounts of outfits that he can wear to church and even said he wouldn't wear a hoodie to church back in the spring. I literally saw him wearing a tie-dye hoodie at church. I think it said gang on it. Just wanted to hold John accountable for his actions.
Caught.
Dang, dude, you got caught like the firefighters.
This
That's
is unfair,
crazy.
Dude. This is unfair. I didn't have anything else in the laundry.
It was laundry day?
Yeah. Oh. That's a Theo Vaughn sweatshirt.
Yeah,
I know
gang.
Exactly what. Yeah, gang, bro. Yeah, I can't wear that to church. The Lord is like, hey, it's laundry day.
Yeah.
Dang. This podcast is the greatest accountability I have.
Yeah, this, the tipping thing.
She said that I was wearing a hoodie at church.
Yep.
And she didn't say anything. Oh, this is post. She saw me earlier.
Yeah.
That's why I always try to catch myself, because I was like, oh, by the way, I might not be. Yeah. She saw me at my own church.
Yeah.
And said that I was wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
Well, now I can't wear a hoodie to church anymore.
Dang, man. Tough.
Am I supposed to wear tucked in khakis?
What's wrong with a hoodie?
At church?
Yeah.
My church is one of those when you can wear a hoodie.
It's a cool one.
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But now we've got, like, here's our problem. Me and Lydia just used to go there and sit in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so we didn't really know anybody.
Right.
And now we're like kind of in socially.
Mm.
So I got to step on my word.
You're more accountable now.
I used to be able to wear a hoodie, but now I guess clearly I'm not.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what else happened this week?
What?
We got fact checked on the real estate stuff.
Oh yeah, we did do that.
We talked about
I came down pretty hard for no reason.
You ranted pretty hard on that.
Yeah.
I liked the energy though.
I still believe in it, but
yeah. Yeah, you were saying that nobody should be selling houses on their Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Turns out everyone is selling houses on their Instagram stories. and literally this person says, I closed 5 deals last year straight from leads from Instagram stories. One of my clients found me through my IG stories. This is 100% false, John. Huh. I moved from California to Middle Tennessee based on a realtor's Instagram story.
I can't bat 1,000.
No.
You know. I still agree with it.
You took a shot.
People following somebody and buying a house off their Instagram story. If they say it, I'll go back. I'm not a realtor, but it's called lead generation. I understand people putting out what they do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying like, here's a Zillow link for a cottage.
you're gonna try to re-explain it?
No, I'm not gonna try to re-explain
dude,
it.
Dude, I'm telling you, everyone is doing it.
Fine.
Everybody says it works.
You know what? Good for them.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the real estate agents.
I still agree. There's too many of them.
Yeah, a lot of them. But yeah, there's a supply and demand. We got plenty of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
No, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And come on the podcast and explain their side of the story.
Yeah.
Oh, good to see everybody. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Things we don't care about. I don't care about anyone's, I don't care about any public figure celebrities. Israel Hamas take.
Sure.
Not interested in any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the actor strike. Mm. Seems like it's been going on for a long time, and I've looked around and I've not been affected by it. I'm still doing just fine. Net positive. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.